This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Well-known Russian military blogger Vladimir Tatarsky was killed by a bomb blast in a St. Petersburg cafe on Sunday. It appeared to be the second assassination on Russian soil of a figure closely associated with the war in Ukraine. Russia's State Investigative Committee said it had opened a murder investigation. St. Petersburg governor says 25 people were wounded and 19 of them were being treated in hospital. Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers say they will cut production by more than 1 million barrels per day through the end of this year. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Shortly after a Saudi announcement on planned production cuts by 500,000 oil barrels per day until the year end, various other major producers, including the UAE, Iraq, Algeria, and Kazakhstan, are informing they'll make similar but smaller reductions for a total of 1.15 million barrels daily. The surprising moves could bring an increase in oil prices globally and strain relations with the U.S. Higher oil prices can benefit Russian President Vladimir Putin in his war on Ukraine and force Americans and others to pay even more at the pump amid inflation partly fueled by that war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In a television interview Sunday, Joe Tacopina, the attorney for former U.S. President Donald Trump, told ABC TV's This Week that he will devise a legal strategy once he reads the indictment handed down last week by a grand jury in New York City.
We're way too early to start deciding what motions we're going to file or not file, and we do need to see the indictment and get to work. I mean, look, Tuesday's just the beginning.
Two people familiar with the matter have told the Associated Press that Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. He will be formally arrested and arraigned Tuesday in the case for allegedly paying a porn star in exchange.